Real people. Real opinions. Real talk radio. The multi-award winning Niall Boylan Show. Ireland's classic hits.
Hi, Niall. I'm really angry about something, and I'd like you to discuss it on your show. I'm 24 years of age, and I finished up my Master's in International Human Rights in Dublin. My plan is to work in the UN. I'm really interested in the movement of people. Anyway, as we all know, there's a huge cost of living crisis. I'm paying 850 rent, and college costs 7.5 grand a year. My family are not too badly off, but they can't help me anymore, as my youngest sister has just started college. I've always been really interested in the idea of sex work. And why? As a society, we police it. I would never judge anyone who did it, but I never considered it as an option for myself because, being honest, I know it would embarrass my family. I get it. It's a shame thing. Not only that, though, I don't think I could put my body through doing something with someone I wasn't attracted to. When OnlyFans, now for those of you who don't know what OnlyFans is, it's an app online that a lot of people seem to be using, mainly men obviously, looking at women who charge them a subscription to strip off and take their clothes off and do other things as well. And it seems to be extremely popular with the female of the species because they are making quite a lot of money out of it. Well, some are making quite a lot of money out of it. Anyway, when OnlyFans took off, I was really interested in it. I know people who have made a bit of money from it, but again, I didn't consider it for myself because I didn't want to put my face online. Again, the shame. But it did intrigue me because it means that you can use your body to make money without actually having to do anything physical in person. These thoughts have always preoccupied my mind. Am I denying myself an earning opportunity just because of my sense of shame? Anyway, a few weeks ago, a friend of a friend told me she makes quite a lot of money on OnlyFans and doesn't even show her face. She takes naked pictures and videos and she's unrecognisable. She does it at home, she said it's safe, and has regular clients that basically pay all her rent. I want to do this. I can't think of a reason not to. I'm not putting myself in danger. I'm not identifying myself. But unfortunately, I made the stupid mistake of telling my mum about this at the weekend. She went insane. She started crying and asking what kind of child she had reared. I tried to explain that it felt good. And I felt good about this. And it really would really alleviate financial stress on me. But she just went mental and now can barely look at me. What is the problem, Niall? Why can't I, in good faith and not under duress, use my own body to make money? The cost of living crisis is going nowhere. I currently work in a bar at the weekend for €12 an hour. And honestly, Niall, I'm fending off disgusting drunks and cleaning human feces from the toilet at the end of my shift. What do you think? Am I wrong to do OnlyFans when my face isn't even showing? So, is she wrong? Is there anything wrong? If her face isn't showing, so she's not going to embarrass herself or her family, allegedly, is there anything wrong with taking your clothes off, in theory, to make money? Do you think, is it immoral? Is it wrong to do it? So somebody texts and says, Niall, would you do it? If people would pay me enough money, I would. Yeah, if they pay me money, how much are you offering? Thankfully, I don't need to do it. But I suppose if you were stuck for money and you were a good-looking woman, I don't know, maybe that would be an option for you. The number is 087-188-0008. That's 087-188-0008. I want to know, simple question. Would you take your... Is it wrong to use your body to make money? Now, I did have a WhatsApp message there, but for some reason, it's not going to want to play for me.
How are you, Niall? I can't come on. I'm up to me eyes.
Yeah.
That question obviously came from a woman.
Yeah.
Because a man would take his clothes off or nothing.
Eddie, you're an Ireland's classic hits radio. How are you doing, Eddie?
Well, I won't say for nothing, but you know what? Now, I'm beginning to think about this high in your head.
Eddie, a pint of beer would do it for you, wouldn't it? Yeah.
Well, I have a face for radio, so I'm making a way of putting my body on, but don't show me your head. The dad bod is in it.
Well, see, here's the question, Eddie, right?
Yes.
And do you have children?
I do. I have grown-up children, and I have the young child.
Do you have a daughter?
Nine. I have three daughters.
Okay, so your daughter comes to you at 19 or 20 years of age and says, Dad, I'm going on OnlyFans. I'm taking my kid off and doing things sexual for money. How would you feel?
You're mortal, like most fathers will be. And sadly, look, that's the way it is. No father is going to want their daughter on. Like any man that watches porn or whatever like that, it's okay, but it's not their daughter. That's kind of universal. I mean, you get what I'm saying. I mean,
it's a bit hypocritical then, isn't it?
It is a bit hypocritical, but that's
so the father is quite happy to look at the young one down the road in the nip, but not obviously not knowing his own daughter's doing the same thing.
Yeah, and her father is the exact same in reverse. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
That's the hypocritical part. But look, no, what we're saying, is it wrong to take it off? No, it's not wrong to take your clothes off to it. They're right on the two parts with this, right? But the other part, as you said, like, to get the girl's mother.
That yeah, is, and the mother, like, the mother started crying.
Yeah,
and like said, "What kind of child off, have I reared?"
Like taking your clothes off for money is one thing, but the consequences are something different. And I think that's the part here is what the mother is. It's the consequences of how it will be for the mother. Do you know what I mean?
So when you say the consequences, she said she can hide her identity. Now I'm not familiar with OnlyFans, so I don't know whether people do hide their identities.
Neither, Niall. I've never been on it. Well, right. Okay. Here's the other way I'd like to say to that woman: if she found out her mother and father were swingers. And there was a bit of gossip going around about him. She'd probably feel more to her friends. Oh, geez, I heard your mother and father were in here. Or, do you know what I mean? Into that. It's then kids feel it the same way. Do you know what I mean?
So the fear is it'll get out. It'll be leaked.
Yeah, yeah. And they'll come back. And I'm sure she, look, she might be a bit all right. But if I guarantee if a few of her friends were coming back laughing at her, saying, geez, I see your mother and father again on the swingers page. Or, do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I guarantee she'd probably feel and she won't be there and go, oh yeah, it's fabulous, like, you know what I mean? I was looking at myself last week, they're great, you know what I mean? She wouldn't be, you know what I mean?
But I don't get the obsession with OnlyFans because, I mean, look, there's any amount of free pornography available online if people want to look at pornography, right? What's the obsession with, you know, paying somebody a fiver to take their clothes off?
Well, I don't know how much it is, but what I have heard, there was a girl on another radio station, we won't say, last year, and she was saying she was making, I think she was the highest paid Irish one.
That's right, yeah, yeah. I think I had her on here as well, actually. Yeah, she
yeah was, I think it was about 20 grand a month she was making.
Yeah, now, I know.
In fairness, Niall, there must be a lot of desperate fellas out there. And the question a little bit has to be, are they being taken advantage of? Are they being charged too much for what they're doing? Like, I mean, is there... Because a lot of them, I would imagine, are probably lonely. Now, I'm not saying there's not weird sorts out there, don't get me wrong, but I would imagine there's a lot of lonely fellas who probably... You'd probably get a better chance of looking inside a Christmas card now than seeing a woman naked. You know what I mean?
somebody texted in. It's ironic that they texted in and said this. But they said they're switching off as the conversation is proof for living in an age of sin.
Well, okay. I would, if you're in a relationship, yes, I would think it's wrong if your partner doesn't agree with it. If you're doing it against your partner's will, and I think that files into a similar kind of area.
And I asked this question when we were talking about the office earlier on, myself and Jeremy and Jane and John, yeah. We were chatting about it in the office, right? Poor old Jane is the only female in the room, very unfair in her. But we were talking about the whole idea of taking your clothes off, et cetera, and the morals of it for money, you know? And I said to Jeremy, I think it was, the one said, if your missus decided she wanted to take her clothes off and she could make 50 grand a month, theoretically, right, would you object to her doing it? Now, he didn't really answer the question, but I'm asking you the same question. Would you object to her doing it?
Yes.
Is that a bit controlling?
No, not a thing. And I'm sure she would object, object to me doing it too. I mean, controlling... I mean, would you object to her going down?
Do you think your missus, if you said to your missus, I can make 50 grand a month by taking me clothes off on OnlyFans? I'm sorry, I have a vision in my head now. I can't get out. I'm going to need counselling to get it.
I'd have to wait for her to get up off the floor and stop laughing before she could even address the issue.
And you could come home with 50 grand in your pocket a month, if that was the case.
She'd probably give me away for 50 grand.
So do you think she'd object?
I would think in a different way, yes, because like while she, I would consider my wife probably more of the less jealous type of women.
Yeah.
But I would just think for some reason or another, I don't think she'd be happy with that. No.
Right.
She wouldn't be. I don't think so, and I don't think she'd want to do it herself.
So what advice would you give to this girl? What advice would you give to this 24-year-old girl?
Look, yes, you have a point. You do have to. The choice is your body, and I do get that, and you're not in a relationship. But I would try and talk to your mother. Try and minimise it. Sit down and try and have an open dialogue and Like, at the end of the day, she is your mother. And whether you like it or not, a lot of your morals that she put into you, like, you wouldn't be the woman you are today only for your mother. So you kind of have to take in a little bit of consideration her feelings on it. She's put a lot of time and effort into rearing you. She loves you. And
she kind of feels she's failed now.
Yeah. Kind of like, so you do need to like look at your mother and at least even try and reassure her or work through it with her, because every relationship is going to be different. But it doesn't sound like her mother is like a BITC or whatever. It does seem like her mother has genuine concerns for her.
So, okay, well, do me a favour. Stay there. Oh, Sheila, I'll be with you in a second. I want to go to Sheila first, if I can. Sheila, you're on Ireland's Classic It's Radio. How are you doing, Sheila?
Hello.
How are you doing?
I'm not too bad now.
Good.
Not
Sheila, how would you feel if your daughter, if you had one, I don't know if you have one or not, came to you and said she was going on OnlyFans and taking her clothes off?
Well, I only have a son, first of all. Like, I think the mistake that girl made was actually telling her mother.
Oh, right.
You know, there's some things that your mother doesn't need to know.
Well, she might notice when she rocks up in a BMW in 2 months' time. You know, do you know what I mean? She might notice that she has more disposable income.
In that case, more power to her.
You know, I mean, suddenly she's paying her own college fees. She might notice.
No, but when you consider the job she's doing, like, we'd all be tempted if we could make a lot more money doing something that's easier, especially when there's no contact involved.
See, my concern for her, and you're right, because we live in a society that's quite judgmental, is she's doing a master's in international human rights and wants to work for the UN. Now, if she goes for a job in the UN, which is a pretty credible job, and somebody uncovers that she's been taking her kid off for money, it's not going to be good for her career, is it?
Oh,
unfortunately, because that's the world we live in.
It's all over.
Mm.
I was just thinking, if I took my clothes off, I'd probably pay to put them back on again. So I don't think I'd have any...
maybe you've just come up with a whole new concept for making money, Sheila, you know what I mean?
I know,
can I add in a point about the non-contact? I mean, look, we are in a day and age where we're talking about equality and all that. What about like the men that are be taking advantage of us? I mean, look, let's face it, there's some fellas in there who probably deserve what they get. I'm not saying that there's no one perfect. But what about that? We talk about women being exploited. What about the men that are probably exploited at the other end of it, too?
Who you're taking the fiber off?
No, I don't know what it is, but I mean, if they're making 20 grand, they're obviously taking advantage of a hell of a lot of fellas.
Hang on. They're not taking advantage of it. Nobody's forcing those blokes to pay them.
That's
like blaming the bookies and taking the fiver off somebody for a race.
Well, if there is a bit of blame in the bookies, we know that. So we've had the breeding laws to control bookies, that you have been taking advantage of people. So they have been.
I know, and some lads are addicted to porn. I mean,
some lads are very lonely. And if these girls are giving them, they're all like, you see the advertisements. Oh, come on, honey, come over here.
I'll make you feel special.
Put another fiver in there, you know what I mean? And there's some poor cop.
What was that ad years ago? Girls all over Ireland are waiting to take your call. Do you remember that?
I mean, come here. Look, I mean, I heard about it. Now, I've genuinely never been there, but I've heard about the lads who went to peep shows over in Holland years ago. And they come in and whatever, say they put in tests, whatever it was, Gilders, I don't know what they were telling me. But they said, geez, you could be three quarters of an hour there before you even finally get the strip. So the point is, you're being slowly encouraged to fork over.
Yeah, to alleviate you of your cash. Yeah,
more of your cash. So, like, I mean, I have no problem with people not being taken advantage of both sides.
Yeah. Would you pay Sheila to put her clothes back on?
Yeah, I mean, if they're paying 20 grand, are they making too much for what they're bloody doing? You know what I mean?
But Sheila, can I ask you an honest question? If you, let's say theoretically, right?
Yeah.
Was it? I'm not too sure it was Oscar Wilde or who said it many, many years ago, suggested that everybody's a prostitute. It's just a matter of negotiating the price, right? Or, and that was a kind of line that was trying. Wasn't Oscar Wilde. Somebody's going to quote me or tell me who it was. But anyway, the point is, Sheila, would you, if you thought, say, you could make 100 grand a month, right? And let's just say you were very confident in your body, and would you take your clothes off, you know, for photographs, for lads to pay for if you thought you could make 100 grand a month?
I can't say. It's not tempting, but I don't know. Do you know, I kind of, maybe it's my age group. Prudish.
Yeah. Well, I'm sure there's lads out there into older women as well. You know what I mean? Sheila, I'm sorry, that could be quite insulting, by the way. I don't know how old you are.
not just early 50s.
Well, that's what I'm... Well, yeah, same as me. Yeah, midlife.
Same as me. We're all at
midlife. Well, we're not actually middle-aged. People always say 50 is middle-aged. It's not. You're actually two-thirds of the way through.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, I know.
The only thing is, it's true what they say.
Yeah,
every decade is happier than the one before.
Why is that, do you reckon?
I think since I hit 50, I actually don't give a sugar what anyone thinks of anything I do or anything I say.
Yeah, you do. You care. Actually, you start to care less as you get older.
Yeah.
Don't you?
Yeah. Another decade, and I'd be like those people that, you know, they'll say straight out, if they north now or something, doing something, and they're doing that wrong now. Or I was waiting ages for them to come and they'll say it in front of the person.
But there's a whole psychology involved in nudity. This is something myself and the lads and Jane were talking about. And I asked them a question, right? And I'm going to ask you the same question, Sheila, right? So, for 10 grand, would you walk down... Where are you from, by the way, Jane? What part of the country?
I'm in Cork.
Right. So, would you walk down Patrick Street with your bikini on in the middle of the summer for 10 grand?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Now... Next question.
I walked down with her bikini on for 10 grand.
Right, here's the next question. Would you walk down Patrick Street in your bra and underwear for 10 grand?
Yeah.
Now, see, but, okay, I'm fair play to Sheila, because you know what? Most women will go, no, I wouldn't do it in my underwear. But they do it in a bikini. The only difference is the colour and the material it's made out of.
There's no difference.
No, there's a psychology in it.
The boy could be so covered.
Yeah, so there's a psychology there that, oh, that's bedtime wear. You can, although there are people like all across Dublin who walk around in their pyjamas all day. Okay, so let me go to Oisín. Oisín, you're on Ireland's Classic Hits Radio.
Well, you know, speaking as an Adonis.
Yeah, I'm sure, Oisín, yeah. Oisín, I tell you what, if you went to OnlyFans, you'd be owing the money at the end of it.
People would pay me to get the hell off.
So, Oisín, what advice would you give to this girl?
I think she's feeling guilty, that's why. Like, in fairness, the two callers there pretty much answered everything I was going to say. She's in two minds about it. She's feeling a bit guilty. So she pretty said it to her man, the hopes of maybe a bit of advice. And unfortunately, it didn't go her way. Because obviously, as that gentleman said, her mother read her with the morals. Her mother's confused. Well, why would you do this? Yeah. Why? It's like degrading yourself. You know, you're better than this, you know?
Yeah.
A good point Noel raised there was, if you're going for the UN, they can easily find out that you've been online doing whatever.
Yeah.
You can look deep enough, you know? But there's another side of me that genuinely says, you know, if she's blocking her identity and she's safe, she's not taking any undue risks, and she's never guaranteed the money. She's never guaranteed that kind, you know, that kind of way. Yeah. Maybe some guys out there and some girls, they just have a natural talent and, whatever, I'll just make whatever I can for a while and just get out of it. You know, I mean, I would imagine she's safe enough, but... I think the fact that she did say it to her mother, maybe that might dissuade her. I don't know.
But you have a daughter, don't you, Oisín?
I do. She's well underage.
Okay. But when she's 18 or 19, she comes to you and she goes, Dad, some of the girls in college are on OnlyFans and they're making 4 or 5 grand a month. You know what I mean? Which would be reasonable. Some of them are making 20 or 30 a month, but some of the lower end are making 2 or 3 grand a month on OnlyFans. I was thinking of doing it just for a few quid.
To be a lot of sit down and talking, and I mean,
would you be mortified?
Would I be mortified? I'll be quite honest with you. I'm fairly liberal. No, I wouldn't. But in saying
essentially,
that,
she's a sex worker.
It's going to get around, and it's going to come back on you. And if I knew there was no contact in it, I would still say to her, I would much prefer if you didn't. I would much prefer if you didn't. I wouldn't be comfortable, number one. Number two, everything you do, there's nothing in this life that there's not a price you pay for. Eventually, it can or will come back in you in a negative way. There'll be a lot of talking. I'm not saying like after a while, I go, sure, go ahead, it's your body, you know, you're overage. Would I be comfortable? No. Straight up, no, I would not.
Yeah.
Would I look at her differently? No, but I would be uncomfortable.
See, that's the problem, Sheila, isn't it?
Yeah,
nobody wants that. Everybody's okay with the idea of it. You're let them at it. Do what you want. Don't judge
once
people.
Not
but yeah, but once it's not yours.
Yeah, once they're not your own daughter.
Like that, it wouldn't ruin her whole future.
That's what I'd be concerned about.
It wouldn't be worth it then, yeah.
Mm. And that is the concern for everybody on a very serious note. That is the concern. And because we do live in a society that's very judgmental. And, you know, I remember there when there was a conversation about OnlyFans going back about 2 years ago on radio, it became a big conversation. And I remember this girl, I heard her on radio, giving out to another girl who was on OnlyFans, calling her names. And she was shaming her on the air, on the radio. The same girl who was shaming her was campaigning 2 years previous to that for abortion. And people are going to say, how are you tying the two things together now? Because she was campaigning saying, my body, my choice. And yet she's telling a girl 2 years later, you shouldn't take your clothes off because you're some sort of harlot if you do.
That's irony in its utmost.
Mm.
There's still a kind of double standard there as well.
Yep.
Nobody's talking about the men that are paying to see this stuff. It's all...
Well, they're not taking their clothes off, I suppose. They're just parting with their money.
Oh, I know, but still, if they weren't using the service, there wouldn't be a need for it.
Oh, absolutely.
But it's always, it's like the women long ago getting pregnant. It's kind of, well, these women shouldn't be doing that.
See, what I don't understand is, right?
If there wasn't a market for it, we'll say, they wouldn't be doing it anyway, you know?
Maybe it's just me, but if you're in a loving relationship and you've got a wife or a partner, right? Mm. And, okay, everybody has looked at porn. There's no doubt about that at some point.
Oh, yeah.
Everybody's looked at porn. But paying somebody to take their clothes off. In other words, yearning to see one particular individual naked, apart from your wife or your husband or whoever it happens to be, right? I don't understand the logic of that. Because surely if you're that desperate to see a woman naked, you can just go into bed with your partner that night and say, take your clothes off. Mm. And they will naturally take the clothes off anyway because they're going to be sitting in bed beside you, whatever it is they're doing, or you're going to have intimacy with them either way. So I don't understand the logic of wanting to see another woman naked. Well, whatever about porn, but paying to see another woman naked.
Call me old fashioned. That to me is a little bit like cheating.
It's
in its simplest form. I don't mean.
Do you know what? You're probably right to some degree.
Physically, you're not.
Because you're proving there's a definite attraction. Where if you're looking at porn, it's just random, right? But,
but
if you're paying a girl who's probably in Ireland, probably in your locale or close to your same county, and you're paying them to take off their clothes, it technically is cheating. I think you're probably right.
Technically, look, I'm going to be berated for this. I don't really mind. It's like a form of prostitution. You're just not meeting the person.
Mm.
But the last quote, Jad, I think it was Oscar Wilde. I could be wrong, but I think it's very apt. It's very, very apt. Everybody has their price.
Everybody has a price.
You know what I mean?
Okay, stay there. Some of the text messages, by the way, coming in. Not coming on the air, but can everyone stop talking about this in terms of what they want their kids to do? You don't want to think your child gives, oral sex, do you? But the fact is, your children are sexual beings. Get over it. Don't think about it if you don't want to.
Well, they're above the age, yeah.
Well, I suppose it's the same way as we don't like to think about our parents having sex, do we?
No, not really, no.
No. Nikita, you're on Ireland's Classic Kids Radio. How you doing, Nikita?
How are you, Niall?
How are you doing? Now, you're saying that everyone uses their body.
They do. Everybody uses their body. Whether you work in construction or you're a nurse on your feet for 12 hours a day.
Or you're a talk show host using your mouth all day.
Yeah, yeah. You're good at that now, aren't you?
Yeah.
But the other thing is, I was saying, I have a 7-year-old daughter as well. The porn industry is going nowhere. Like, you know, it's here to stay. But the thing is that if you are a young girl, you're 18, you're on the site, you're making big money, whatever it might be, what happens if OnlyFans one day is gone or they decide to keep a bigger portion of the money and you're used to selling your pictures of your body or selling videos of yourself or whatever it is? What line of work is that girl going to go into after if she can't use OnlyFans?
What's the next step? Pornography.
What road is she going to go down? You know,
that's the
thing for me. And I think maybe the age of being able to go on them sites should be much higher as well than 18. Because
I would agree with you completely. Yes.
When I was 18, and I regret everything I did when I was 18, let alone if I was on one of them sites. Do you know what I mean?
I completely agree with you, Nikita. I believe it should be 25. Because at least then you're mature, you've had your college behind you,
you know
where you're going
yourself.
In life. Yes, yeah.
Yeah, Misha, that girl that I wrote in there, she's in college, isn't that right? She's
24.
Doing a degree or something.
24.
She's 24, but she's doing a degree or something.
A master's degree, yeah.
Yeah, and if she blows up on OnlyFans and it starts earning $50,000 a month, you think she's going to be working for whatever her master's degree is going to give her? Like, money is addictive, like, you know?
That's a good point because, you know, at the end of the day, study takes an awful amount of time of
your life.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
you know.
I mean, and you make a good point, and I said this earlier on to the lads as well. You take a lad, and I'm going to say a man, I know this sounds very sexism because it's mainly men that work in construction sites, but at 25 years of age goes to work in construction and he's carrying blocks, shoveling cement. By the time he's 45, his back is gone, his legs are knackered, his knee joints are gone, his hands are in bits. So he's essentially prostituting his body for a pay.
Yeah. Well,
so it's just a different part of the body.
Yeah, well, that's what Tommy Shelby said. We're all prostitutes, Grace. We just sell our different parts of our body.
That's a thing I heard years ago, and it's very true. An employer pays you for the years of your life.
Yeah, to use you.
Yeah.
And he gives you money in return.
Yeah, they're paying for your intelligence. They're paying for your abilities. Yeah, we're all technically prostituting ourselves to some degree.
Yeah.
If you go by the definition of the word, not from a sexual point of view.
You need money to
but this is a bit different because, Nikita, I suppose society looks at sex very differently to, to any other occupation. Is sex an occupation in your mind?
Well, I mean, the money's there. People are getting paid a lot of money for it. So I think, it is an occupation. It's not going anywhere.
Do you believe we could all make the decision to do that if the price was right?
I do. Now, for myself, I'm 34 now. I'm a mother of two, so maybe not, but I...
Why do you say maybe not? Because you don't have enough confidence in your own body?
Oh, yeah. When I was 18, I would have had confidence then. I'm glad I wasn't around.
But Nikita, don't knock yourself. There's equally as many men out there who are interested in a more mature body, maybe.
Yeah, definitely.
If that's what you want to call it.
I'm into the dad bod now. You know, I'm 34. I don't want to be looking at any 18-year-old boy.
Yeah.
But, you know
the
what
dad
I mean?
Bod.
Dad bod. I wouldn't be looking at an 18-year-old now on OnlyFans.
But
to answer your question, I do think, it is the oldest profession in the world. That's what they say, so.
Next to stonemasonry. But Nikita, if somebody said to you tomorrow, and you don't have to answer this if you don't want to, by the way, if it's very personal. If somebody said to you tomorrow to get your kid off, on a monthly basis or whatever it is for photographs, and you will earn 20 grand a month.
I don't know, maybe. Could be
just from here. Oisín, I would. I did say earlier on, most men will do it for the price of a pint of beer.
Well, I'll tell you what, if somebody can get me new timber floors in my front room and stairs, not a problem. I'll
get me double extension, maybe I would.
Oh, no, genuinely, I'd pay for it that way. I'd go, I need a tiles in my kitchen, new timber floors. How much would that be? Yeah, I'll do it for you.
And are you married, Nikita, right? In a relationship?
I'm engaged, I'm in a 12-year relationship.
Okay, what do you think your partner would say if you went to him and said, listen, I'm out of being offered a gig here, 20 grand a month?
Not at all, no. The answer would be no.
And what would you do if he came to you and said the same thing to you?
I don't know. If it was 20 grand a month, I would...
Right there, the way every woman thinks of this is, that's a new kitchen. Carpets for the front room and a car.
Like holiday away to Orlando or something,
But see, there's the problem. This I said earlier on. If your missus wanted to do it and she was successful at doing it, right? And you were stopping her as a husband or partner... To some degree, now I understand why guys would do that, but to some degree it is a bit controlling, isn't it?
Oh, it is controlling,
There can be quite a lot of jealousy as well, in fairness. Mm. What if it takes off, and what if she leaves me, or what if he leaves me, what if they find a better life, what if? Humans are amazing. It can go around in your head and become a monster before you know.
Oh, totally, if a woman is, I'm a carer actually, but I'm a stay-at-home mother mostly. And if I was earning that kind of money, options are open.
I'm going to hang out with the Kardashians from next month.
Yeah, that's it.
would you judge somebody, Nikita, when you see women in porn movies or on OnlyFans or whatever it is, doing things to themselves or taking their clothes off? Do you judge them? Would you be one of those women who look at them and go, stay or?
No, not at all. My main thing would be, porn is there. It's not going anywhere. Do you know what I mean? It's here to stay, and that's just life. But I have a daughter, and I would not like her to be in a job at 18. That would be her first job and first way of making money.
Yeah.
No, I want her to earn money properly. The old-fashioned way, the way I did, crap jobs, get your hands dirty, and it just builds up your value of money, your character, and
But like, if she came to you and said, "I'm going on OnlyFans," when she's 18,
not 18 now. Well, if she had had a job beforehand and she was had an education and everything, and that's the route she wanted to go down, I mean,
would you support her?
You'd have to support her, like. Yeah. You can control your kids forever.
Yeah, okay, well, stay there a second. Just stay there with me, Nikita. Let me go to Frank as well. Frank, you're an Ireland's Classic Hits Radio. How are you doing, Frank?
I'm on top of the world, thank you, and yourself now?
Good, Frank. You think it's not such a big deal?
Oh, no, you know what? If somebody's going to pay me 20 grand to go on there, take my kit off and rock a bit of a windmill every now and then, you know, I mean...
And do you think somebody would pay it? No, I don't think so, Frank. Anyway, Frank, I mean, if it was your daughter, see, this, it always comes down to if it's somebody else's daughter, sure, it's grand. But if it's your daughter, it's different, isn't it?
Look, I definitely think so. And I mean, I reckon that would be for any parents. But you know what? I've heard about this OnlyFans things, and people are taking photos of their feet. Like, people
I know.
Pictures of feet. So you know what, if my daughter comes to me and says, "Hey dad, you know what, I've just painted my toenails there because I'm selling photos of my feet, but I'm making 25 grand, I'll say, "Well, you know, this new car I've been looking at." And
I'm just thinking, by the way, I've got small feet and I've got nice feet. I wonder if I put nail varnish on them and took photographs of them and pretended I was a girl. Could I make money? Like, how much do you get for your feet?
But I mean, people are making an absolute killing doing that. And you know what? If that's what girls are doing to make themselves some money, or even the guys, you know what? At the end of the day, they're not sleeping with 50 different men, or they're not. How can I say?
Some people believe there's a natural progression in it, but there are people who believe there's a natural progression in going from stripping to prostitution. You know what I mean? Into being an escort. There's a kind of progression.
Yeah. I think that's all about the money thing. So the moment that you get a little bit greedy in life, I reckon there's a progression with anything. Gambling, after that first big win, you're going to gamble more and you're going to go for
the next
big win. So,
yeah, so you're taking your kid off and making 20 quid a month or 20,000 a month on OnlyFans. And then one of the clients or one of the guys who's subscribing says to you, "Listen, do you want to come over to my house? I'll give you 5 grand for one night." Before you know it, you're into being an escort.
Yeah, look, I reckon it could go that way. And obviously, with these people doing it, they've got to make a positive judgment call, if I can call it that, if they are already doing these types of things. Mm-hmm. And just hopefully they won't stray onto the cards of doing stuff like that, even especially if they're involved in a relationship or something like that. I mean, you get guys and women that don't mind their partners doing this type of thing.
Would you mind? Are you married, by the way, Frank?
I'm married. If my wife had to come and say, "Look, she's going to flog off photos of her feet and make a bit of cash," why not?
I'm not talking about her feet, okay? If she said she was going to strip on OnlyFans.
Nah, look, I would feel a bit offended there. I should be the only person to lay my eyes on my wife.
See what I mean, Nikita? He should be the only one. Oh, sorry, Nikita's gone. She should be the only one to lay her eye. And see, I was kind of thinking that earlier on too, Frank. That's what people might think. I'm the only one who should lay my eyes on my wife or my partner.
Exactly.
In that intimate sense.
Exactly. And look, I mean, we all kind of pay for it in one way or another with our partners, girlfriends. You never know. I mean, take them to go out for a nice dinner and spoil the missus a bit. And who knows? You might have a good night. but it all costs money at the end of the day. But you know what? If you're married and you're involved with somebody, your partner should be the only person to set eyes on your naked body, if I could put it that way.
Yeah, and the idea, by the way, somebody mentioned earlier on as well about it being cheating, right? I think it was Oisin. If you're paying, and whatever about kind of looking at free porn online, I think everybody's looked at porn at some point in their life, but if you're paying particularly for one particular girl, you know, a fiver, a shot, or whatever it is, to see pictures of her in the nude, is that cheating?
I would think, because then you've got, how can I say, you've got a physical attraction now to a different, another woman, where if it was just, hey, you look browsing at a bit of porn or something like that and doing your thing, well, whatever, you know, then it's a different story. But if you actually physically now communicating with these people. I'm sure they've got little chats and all that type of stuff going while they're doing these videos, like they do on the TikTok lives and all that type of thing. So they're most probably communicating with that person. And once that you're communicating and all of that, then that becomes more than looking at a bit of porn. That becomes now phone.
You're focusing on one person, yes.
Yeah. Yo.
Just once these girls remember, this is the internet. So what you put up on the internet is there forever. So it's grand and it's handy money when they're young and they're 18 or early 20s and they're trying to make a few quid for college or whatever. But when they're 40, 50 and they have kids, they're still going to be on the internet.
Selling different parts of my body. That is the biggest load of shite that I ever came across. Right. We're getting paid for the job. That's it. We're not taking our clothes off.
Right.
And getting paid for it. When I go into work, I go to work. I don't class that as selling my body. I class that as what I'm good at, what I like doing, is a totally different thing than taking your clothes off and selling it. And that's the bottom line.
That's the bottom line. All right, let me go to Sonia. Sonia, you're in Ireland's Classic Hits Radio. How are you doing, Sonia?
Afternoon, guys. How are you?
Good. Now, you have a daughter. So,
I do.
Okay, so you have a good understanding of this. This 24-year-old wants to take her clothes off. Her mother was in tears at the very thought of it. Do you think it's shameful on the family? Is it wrong? Or is there something upsetting about it?
I think our whole lives have been this kind of shame thing. It's a very Irish thing. But I just think, like, if she's 24, she's not like a child. She's an adult in her own right. And if that's what she chooses to do, I think, you know, as the gent said earlier, you know, our adult children are doing things we don't want to be thinking about them doing, the same as we do it with our parents. We don't want to think about them. But, like, there's so many. Now, my daughter actually lives in Dubai, and the amount of girls in Dubai that have sugar daddies, OnlyFans pages for the weirdest of weirdest things is just, like,
I know, somebody mentioned feet earlier on there, are a big thing.
Seemingly, it's a huge thing. And she said, like, I saw it the last time I was in Dubai, girls actually recording themselves, coming into the place, getting pedicures done on their feet and telling the women, will you make sure your face isn't in it? Can you just make sure that, you know, you're massaging my feet properly and putting your fingers between my toes? And I was like, what in the name of God? And my daughter was like, yeah, Mom, they're obviously only fangirls. And I was like, what? And she was like, well, they get paid to do that. I goes, are you kidding me? Do you know, it was just absolutely crazy.
I know. I mean, there's the weirdest, I mean, I'm trying to obviously say this in daytime radio, but there's the weirdest fetishes in the world. You know, there are parts of the world where men pay huge amounts of money for women's underwear.
Oh, yeah.
You know? And not only that, there's countries in this world where they have women's underwear in vending machines. Like, have you ever heard the like of it in your life? Stay there just a second. But Jared, you're on Ireland's Classic Hits. How are you doing, Jared?
Well, thank you.
Jared, you had a friend who spent a lot of money taking down pics or pictures.
Well, no, she done a PhD, and while she was doing that, she done some adult modelling.
Some glamour modelling, I suppose.
From that day onwards, now she's spent a lot of money having them. Apparently you can do that on Google.
Yeah, you can ask Google to remove pictures. Now, you have to have good reason, by the way, why you want them removed.
You can do different bits and bobs. But she regrets it, and she's embarrassed by it. And I think that girl is going to be in the exact same situation.
You think she will regret it when she goes for a career?
She will regret it.
And why? See, this is the point that Sonia's making. We live in a world where we're told to be ashamed of certain things. Why does, I mean, she's obviously spoken to you about it. Why is she so ashamed of it?
Well, it's not that she's ashamed of it. It's, like, I think, to be honest with you, I've been very frivolous about the whole, the only fan idea on the station. Like, do you really want to be promoting that muck?
Do I want to be promoting it?
No, I don't mean you. I mean in general, do we want to be promoting that within society? Like,
I personally, no. I don't. I don't see the attraction of OnlyFans personally myself, and I don't understand why men pay to see other women naked. You know, really.
And again, like just having so many entrants to it, and having it that they're not doing anything wrong. I think it normalised it, which is not good.
But is there anything... See, the point Sonia's making is there anything wrong with normalising nudity? No, there's nothing wrong with nudity.
Nudity. You're normalising... Like, I mean, it's to be... You're encouraging people to be Pete and Tom, this, that, and the other. You're bringing out the worst in the customer. I'm like,
okay. All right, well, let me just put that to Sonia quickly before I go to Billy. Sonia, go ahead.
A quick one there. Like, everyone keeps bringing it back to the sexuality thing. There's loads of things on OnlyFans that has nothing to do with sexuality or sex. Now, I know the girl that's...
Well, the majority, the majority of women taking their clothes off, so that is to do with sexuality, isn't it?
Men on it. Like, the men OnlyFans is huge.
Okay, but they're in the minority.
All you do is go onto your Instagram, I think that's what I messaged in, is my Instagram is flooded that every second or third post are saying, join my Instagram or my Instafan page, and it's like literally he's putting floors down, he's working on a building construction. Now they're all half naked, but like it gives you a glimpse. Now if you go on it, there might be a lot more to it, I don't know, but
I'm assuming there is. Yeah,
yeah. But like they're like, I'm flooded every day, you know, with it. And as I said, it's like everyone is making it this sexual thing.
And why, you just keep seeing these popping up in your feed all the time?
They come up all the time on my Instagram.
I don't know, Sonia, if that's as far about your Instagram page. But do me a favour, stay there because I want to go to Billy as well, because it don't come up on mine. Billy, you're on Ireland's Classic Hits Radio.
Hey, how you doing, Billy? I hear the ladies love the Snickers pants with the construction.
Oh yeah, the Snickers trousers. Yeah, like, or the guy in the garage carrying the two tyres with the dungarees on him. Yeah,
that's it. But Niall, what I was going to say, when
I've 30 seconds, make it quick, go on.
When I messaged in originally, I assumed this girl, because she's 24, identifies as a feminist, and feminists are always going on about women being sexualized now, but isn't this just a case of women sexualizing themselves? Is she going to be complaining about the fact that she has been sexualized in the future? And you know, it I think it kind of weakens...
Well, she's allowing herself to be objectified.
Yeah.
Yes.
So and the women that do this on OnlyFans do that. They allow themselves to be objectified.
Well, but that is about choice and consent, isn't it?
It is. Yeah. But I think it's a case that if you allow yourself to be, can you complain about it later on?
No, you can't.
And as one of the people said there, his friend has spent a long time taking all this down. The internet is only going to get smarter as we go along, and it's very possible that there's going to be some AI in the future that will identify this girl when she's in her high profile job in the UN.
Well, that is the problem, isn't it? Yeah, yeah.
And I think that's where it is as well. Yeah. Fair enough, if you an older girl in like 25, like I had this conversation only about a year and a half.
Oh, I'm in trouble now. I'm 10 seconds over. Go on, keep talking.
She's 28. Her career is done. She's made. She's got. Then she rang me in the morning and said, "I'm going to go do a fetish thing. The girls are making a fortune. I would be going, go for it, girl." But you have
show
to own
them your
it.
Feet. Yeah.
You have to own it.
Real people, real opinions, real talk radio. The multi-award-winning Niall Boylan Show.